This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Tom Chenault, and it's the Network Marketing Leadership Show, and it is a great day. I am telling you, we have a surprise guest on top of an unbelievable guest today, and that is not Photoshop. They did not Photoshop that guy's head on my body. That is Joshua, and he is the fiancé of Forbes Riley. So how you doing, Joshua?
His name is Joshua Self, if you guys want to look him up on social media.
There we go.
I'm about to go to the gym again.
Wow. But a year ago, you were in sad shape. You got in a terrible motorcycle accident?
I did, and I still have a cane here that I still walk with. I can walk pretty good with shoes on, but with no shoes on, it's really hard.
He was on his motorcycle. A kid pulled out of a bank and creamed him, shattered his ankle, destroyed, and literally coma. Wheelchair for 6 months and lost everything. I have this photo of him completely shrunk down, all tiny, last June.
Right.
And you had me take that picture, and then you said what?
Well, I'm going to go for Mr. Olympia, which is coming up in October 6th.
And he just turned 44. You're like, babe, you don't look real good.
Oh, my God. And that's exciting.
He's a testament, I think, to attitude, intention. He said, I'm going for it, and here's what I have to do to get there. And how does he look, you guys?
I'd marry him.
I don't know about that. All
right. Well, nice to meet you, Joshua. We're very excited
here
for progress.
All right, I'm off to the gym.
All right, man, take care.
Nice meeting you.
That's tremendous.
Thank you, Jerry. Well, it's been amazing being front row to someone who said he was going to do something that seemed impossible and then to watch him achieve it. And not to achieve just a small feat, but that's a world champion. And I will tell you, it's affected me this last year when most people are complaining and pivoting about COVID. We had our own way of pivoting, but we don't take it the way most people do. And it all starts, I know you guys know, with your mindset, right?
Yep. So tell us about you. I mean, you have had a crazy career. I've known about you for so long, been a fan of you. I can't believe we have you on the show. I mean, you've done it all. Where on earth did this complete streak of unbelievable ambition come from, Forbes?
I love that you said ambition and not luck because it's got nothing to do with it. And I'll tell you, you know what it came from? I think a decision early on that I had a desire to prove naysayers wrong.
Right.
I was a very ugly little kid. I got hit in the face with a baseball bat when I was young. I had braces for 8 years. I had a very bad, odd thing in my mouth. I had tongue twister for 2 years. I couldn't talk. I was overweight. I had frizzy hair, and I was really smart. You know what that makes you as a little girl? Very lonely.
Unpopular, right.
Oh, no, no. Popular wasn't even a word. Really lonely. I didn't have friends growing up. I would hang out with teachers. I remember in second grade working with Professor Kilroy on linguistics and building a computer with my dad when I was in fourth grade as an eight-year-old. You know, in retrospect, when I really look at how odd my childhood was, and my free time was spent watching movies and dreaming about being James Bond. And not a joke, but I said that's what I would watch these movies and lots of television. I can go toe-to-toe with you with 1960s TV trivia from Bewitched to, you know, you name it. The Beatles, the Monkees, the Partridge Family, all of those. Those were my friends. And I didn't have any friends to know that how weird I was. And then and I only know that now as I'm telling these stories and getting reactions from people going, yeah, it's a little unusual. Then when I was 14, my dad slipped. He was a printer and a magician and an inventor. So we lived in a kind of a crazy, we were the fairly odd family at the end of the block that people were like, yeah, just don't talk to them. They're strange. I mean, seriously, I would drive down the block. My dad made me a go-kart out of half a garbage can, a lawnmower engine, and paper mache it to look like a Batmobile. I know, right? Who are we? And he slipped and he cut the whole front of his hand off in a printing press. And he was going to spend the next 3 years in the hospital. And what that meant for my family is that now we're completely broke. And almost every night we would see Dad in the hospital and bring him, you know, his vanilla milkshake from McDonald's and just dreaming of having a different life. Didn't go to any football or baseball games, even though we had them. And I graduated a year early. And it's just funny how this whole thing unfolded, because when I tell it, it tells like a really fun movie. Two things. One, my dad's hospital room overlooked the only mansion in town. And I remember being fixated on what does it mean to actually live in a house like that with a big circular driveway and the two giant chimneys? You know, do they have full candy bars at Halloween and real Christmas presents? And then the second was my mom said, we have no money for college. And it's a funny thing because she said it out loud when my dad's doctor was there. And she said, well, there's this pageant happening. They have a scholarship. And we looked at each other like, I know, it's a beauty pageant. And my dad's doctor turned to us and said, I'm going to fix your daughter's nose. So, you know, this whole dream it, believe it, when you talk your dreams out loud.
Yeah.
He fixed my nose, and there's a cute, really fun picture of literally going from the ugly girl to rather cute. When the braces came off, the nose got cute, and I enter this pageant. And then the next thing we talk about is entrepreneurs. What do you want? I wanted to win to save my family. And I did. I walked into a room of 500 girls. I remember saying to my dad, I'm going to do this. One of these girls is going to be on TV, on NBC with Bob Hope, and it's going to be me. Now, it's only a good story because it ended up being me. And
wow.
It's a crazy story. And I have the photos. I showed this in one of my presentations. You see me. I'm in a hand-me-down bridesmaid's dress. But I had this intensity, and I knew it. Because no one else, all the other little girls were worried about all the little girls. You guys, you don't understand. See my man over there? That's my dad. And I'm going to prove him that that we can do this.
Yeah.
And for the longest time, I kept amassing accolades, getting on Broadway, starring in movies, because I was out there to prove that we were worthwhile, that we were, you know, that I mattered, if that's a good enough driver. And I'll tell you what, it drove me to a lot of things, starting the X Games, being on Broadway, being on soap operas. And the funny thing was, the entire time I'm this way, I'm also fighting my weight. My mom was 260 pounds my whole life. We only ate fast food. We didn't have a lot of money. And I was chunky, and I got bullied for that. So there I am, this actress. I mean, I'm on a soap opera with Meg Ryan and Julianne Moore, and they're like these tiny twigs. I'm like a normal person, but compared to them, they sent me to Overeaters Anonymous. So funny thing, the whole time I'm really ambitious, I'm also fighting all the naysayers. And that was my 20s, my 30s, my 40s. I kind of figured out now in my 50s and 60s. But I will tell you what, it looks a lot more fun looking back on it than it did going through it.
And you never have had, you've never had that point in your life where you were going to give up. You've just fought through it no matter what it was the entire time, Forbes. Or have you been so far down that you said, this is it, I give up, I can't do this? What's happened to you over the years?
Where would you give up? You know, in fact, I wrote the definition of perseverance.
Okay.
So I created a little fitness product. You know, at some point, by the way, nobody wanted this.
I launched some of those.
Well, you go to Shop Spin Gym. When I launched this, guys, I was on a reality show called Pitch Men. And it was produced by men who didn't think that a woman should be a superstar. I didn't really know that. Well, they made fun of me. It was a whole, when that show aired, Spin Gym was the number one search word in the country. Forbes Riley was number three. And they told me that I should go home, that I just was never going to make it. I woke up the next morning, and my then-husband said, so what are we going to do now? And I turned to him, and I said, we're going to make spin gyms. He said, but nobody wants it. And I said, they're wrong. He said, they can't all be wrong. And I said, but they are. Now, that comes from having sold $2.2 billion worth of fitness products, from starting a network called Fit TV that we sold with Body by Jake for $500 million. I've certainly had crazy ups and downs. I helped start the infomercial industry. Tom, I don't know what the word depressed or where would you give up? Where are you going to go? Where else is there to go? I didn't understand. Suicide is not even that's a ridiculous concept. You figure this out, right? And no one's ever helped me, so there was no one to turn to. You figured it out. Well, when U.S. Customs got a hold of this at one point, when I finally afforded an entire cargo container, and they railroaded me into crazy stuff. I mean, I have a video of this. I snuck in a little video, and you know what? It looks a lot like Norma Rae. And I set out, and all those, how do you persevere? How do you hire 8 people to black out 44,000-something mistake that we made? Long story about how all that worked. But I saved my shipment. And part of me, I think, loves movies. In movies, isn't it always the underdog who succeeds? Isn't it always the journey that you go on? It's not that you actually get the chalice. It's, you know, Indiana Jones all the way through. And it's never easy. So why would you expect that life is easy? Who said it's fair? Life is not fair. Congratulations. And when you own that, it's a lot of fun. It's also a lot of fun to figure out when there's rules to be broken. I love doing that. I was an actress still am an actress. But in New York City, I couldn't find an agent who wouldn't chase me around the desk, right? I didn't really know about the Me Too back then. But I said, enough is enough. And here's what I figured out. I created a company, I'm 20-something, called CMA, Creative Management for Artists. And I hired a woman named Lindsay Maxwell, and she had a British accent. And Lindsay would get on the phone and talk about how brilliant Forbes Riley is. No, you must make an appointment with her. She'll blow you away. I was Lindsay Maxwell. For 3 years, I booked all my own jobs. And I never even told people this because I thought it was so bizarre. But I look back now at 61 and go, girlfriend, good on you.
Gee, Benny, Chris, isn't that brilliant?
That right there needs to be a movie unto itself. That is so good.
Did you go to acting school?
I did. Oh, I did. I mean, I know it's funny that you don't know this because there was no social media back when I was growing up. If there was, I mean, I created the X Games for ESPN, but as an actress, I starred on Broadway opposite Christopher Reeve. I've been on soap operas and movies. I have 2 movies out right now. If you guys go to Netflix, one is called How to Train Your Husband. I just shot another one called A Taste of Romance. And my very first feature film, I know Adrian loves, is called Splatter University. It's an early 80s slasher movie, and I'm the star of the movie.
That is amazing. And you were on 24, I saw.
I did season number 3. That is mine during a pandemic that happened 10 years ago in a TV series.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
And we're back. It is Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault and Forbes Riley. Holy mackerel. My brain feels like it's stuck in mud. This woman is so quick and so on top of it. She sold 2.5 million of those little gizmos.
No, yes, I did.
So if you, and her husband or her husband-to-be, that thing right there, she said that how many revolutions does that go at a second?
Spins at 125,000 RPM, and in fact, in third world countries, they take and put a vial of blood on this and use it as a centrifuge.
Your mic. We can't hear you, Forbes. Did you mute yourself accidentally?
Oh, no, no, no. I'm not muted. No.
We don't have it. Okay, so we'll figure that out on that end. What do you think about her?
Yeah, just an incredible mindset, and to hear having gone from being, you know, such a peculiar kid, such a smart kid, such a lonely kid, but to have that unstoppable mindset, it sounds like from, you know, really the very beginning, that just, I mean, that's really...
Well, she got hit in the face with a bat, so that man jacked up all her teeth. She wore braces for 8 years, but she never let that slow her down. In fact, she made that speed her up.
And now I don't have a picture?
We're going to be fine. Don't get all panicky. This is live TV. This is what happens.
I know, but now I don't have a picture. Where did I go?
I don't know.
I think it has to do with the storm. Uh-oh, we have a terrible storm in my neighborhood, or I was just had too much electricity.
No, no, you're fine. We're going to figure you out in 2 seconds. But right now, we're going to talk to you as well as. So keep going. Can you hear us, Forbes?
She dropped back out. So I think she's reconnecting over there.
All right. Poor girl. She's in a terrible storm wherever she was. She was in Mexico in a 5-star resort with her twin daughters. Then she was in Dubai. This girl lives life. And I am telling you what, she lives that life because she said so. Every one of you, because you said so. You don't have to get hit by a baseball bat in the face. Just go do it, right?
Well, that's good life. I think up until that moment, everyone was thinking, I just got to go get hit in the face with a baseball bat. That's the missing ingredient, so I'm glad you cleared that up.
And what about Deb Erickson? Is she enough of a trainer?
Oh, my goodness. Deb Erickson is incredible. And, you know, it's Esther Wildenberg. I mean, the people who are popping up to see Forbes Riley are, you know, it is absolutely
the people that understand this stuff.
Yeah,
that's who we have on here today. I mean, people that get what it takes to have that mindset, to train your brain, to train other people. That's what's unbelievable.
And bring her back on, even if we don't have video, it's still at least we can hear her.
Forbes, you got us?
Well, you can hear my audio, and I'm going to actually work on putting you up on it. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're good.
All right, well, I'm going to actually, you know, I'm so bright that my whole entire screen went dark. Isn't that kind of funny?
That's okay. I'm so bright, my screen went dark. Okay, where were we, Adrian?
So we were talking, so you were telling the story about getting cut by your agency because you were 23 and they only wanted people 21 and below or however old you were. And that person being so audacious to say, if you want to keep making movies, get so rich, you just make them yourself.
So what I said to myself is that, you know what? I think that God speaks to you through people. I've never seen a burning bush. I don't know if you have. And I said, what did that guy just say to me? And he said, maybe the path that you wanted isn't what's right for you. And maybe you should go do something else. And it was a very, very hard moment. Because what I did was I actually packed up my kids and I moved out to Florida. I said, I can't do Hollywood anymore. Something is not working here. And actually, watch this. I'm going to see if I can make this happen on another screen.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a different computer. But can you... There you go.
You got to take the other one out. Otherwise, you got double audio, guys.
Turn that one off. Restart that major system. Don't let anything down. You know what part of being Forbes is? And I will tell you something. My name, we call it Forbesing it. How you Forbes something is you just become relentless. You don't give up. You don't whine about it. You just move forward. So there I am. You guys feel me okay?
So she's talking and winging it and signing in on another machine. I would have been having a hot dog by now.
This is what's great about, again, how I think about life. So what happened was, I was mad. I kind of got mad. And I don't know, it doesn't matter to me what you call the universe or higher power. You call it Susan, it makes no difference. I have an interesting relationship with whatever the universe is. I've lost enough people. By the way, I haven't told you the bad things. You know, I just went all my accomplishments. But did I tell you that I raised a beautiful man, was a little darker than my shirt for 12 years of his life? I got Dexter from the Big Brother, Little Brother program. And he, on his way walking one day from a haircut to church, was murdered. Was shot and killed, shot 10 times by a kid who didn't have a mentor like me and left to die on the sidewalk. My wedding photo was on the cover of the LA Times. You want to talk, Deb, how do you have an unstoppable attitude when that happens? Or an unstoppable attitude when you watch the parents that you love more than anything, you told them smoking was bad and they both died at 70. I literally turned around and my parents were gone. I have lost 3 people to gunshots. And then Joshua and I, the eyewitnesses to the Las Vegas shooting, outside Mandalay Bay, all the footage that the world saw of that concert shooting was on my iPhone.
This makes me sick. All right, we got to take another break, another hard break. We're going to take it right now. We're going to come back right after this. We want to talk about busting through, and everybody's life isn't a walk in the park. We're coming back right after this. It's the Genesis Communication Network. Stick around.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. A federal judge in southern Texas on Friday ordered the Biden administration to stop granting new applications to the Obama-era immigration program that shielded hundreds of thousands of young immigrants from deportation.
The order declared that the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, known as DACA, was created in violation of the law and whose existence violates the law. But current recipients of DACA won't immediately have their status pulled as a result of the order, the judge noted. The wholesale price of beef was up some 40% in May compared to the average in 2019, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture data. Curiously, however, there seems to be neither a shortage of beef nor a drop in demand. In fact, ranchers have so much cattle they struggle to get it off their hands, and meat packers, it appears, are running near capacity. This is USA Radio News. The push intensified Friday for President Joe Biden to meet with runaway Texas Democrats while members of the group that fled Austin joined allies from the Virginia and Maryland state legislatures to stress the importance of passing federal voting legislation. In a passionate speech, Representative Sinfonia Thompson of Houston, dean of the Texas Legislative Black Caucus, asked, "Haven't we done enough?
If we can find ways to preserve the voting rights of persons we send in outer space, and give them the opportunity to cast a ballot in outer space, we ought to be able to be smart enough to resolve the issues if there are issues."
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is expected to face questions on Saturday from members of the New York State Attorney General's office related to their investigation into sexual harassment allegations against him. The interview with Cuomo signals that the investigation could be nearing its final stages. This is USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We are back. It is the Network Marketing Leadership Show, sponsored by ContactMapping.com. And Adrian Schalt is the owner of that company, and he is our lead sponsor. Luckily, he got to come on. And how are you, Adrian?
I am great, and this is just such a cool conversation.
She's unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to come back. I actually want to back up again a little bit, if that's okay. Because one of the things, you know, you have talked a couple of times about this, you know, almost inborn, it would seem, unshakable mindset from a very early age with every reason not for that to have been the case. Do you think that came from your parents? Do you think you literally were just born with it? Like, where did that start from for you?
You know, I do a lot of traumatic work with people. Do you know that a lot of your hard drive in your head is based on the first decision that you make about life?
Okay.
And a lot of people I work with have had very traumatic upbringings. I had a wonderful childhood. My parents, even though we had no money, loved me and wanted me. I was their first child and pinned a lot of hope on me. My mom was an only child of immigrant family, and they just wanted, and I was a smart kid, and it was fun to be around. But my first memory was finding my grandma dead. We shared a bedroom, and my mom's dad had just died. Now her mom died, and she was an only child. She had a newborn, my sister, and myself. And I remember what I saw in my mom's face was she was so sad. And I remember thinking that my first decision is, I could do anything to make my mom happy. That's what I'm going to do. And I will tell you, a lot of the things that drove me as a kid had nothing to do with me. I loved my parents. They were my best friends. And I would want to, I couldn't wait to bring home report cards because I always got A's. I mean, not sports. I couldn't do sports at all. But it was always to show them that I was good. Like they mattered and they should be happy. And I will tell you, the first 20 some odd years of my life was dedicated to making my parents happy. And that's all that I did. And it was phenomenal because it allowed me to achieve a lot of things that I didn't even care about or think about. Mom, come see me in this movie. Come see me in this Broadway show, Mom. And that's what it really was. You know, if you go back to your first memory, Adrian, what's your first memory in life?
My going to my grandparents' house when my sister was born when I was about 4 years old.
What decision did you make about life based on that moment?
It's a happy memory, but I don't know what the decision was.
Yes, you do. Pretend you know. It'll tell us a lot about you, and Tom knows these still. Go ahead. What decision did you make about life?
My parents love me because they left a present for me.
Well, you're working with your dad. Think about this, how your hard drive is.
Yeah.
And I bet you guys have a great relationship. Now, you could have made a decision that your parents don't care about you anymore because she mattered more, and then you'd be a very different guy.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
I will tell you what, I can tell so much about a person based on this because it seems to be not the memory. And by the way, you had lots of memories. The reason you recall this one, I love the study of the brain. I am a hypnotist. I'm an NLP specialist. And I love how the brain talks to the mouth, how your mouth talks to the world, how you manifest things and make them come true. And all of this magic, I've been obsessed with this forever. Partly because my dad raised me as a magician. And it's a funny thing. I can actually do a trick right now, and I know what you're going to say before we even start. You go, wow, that's amazing. Well, isn't it a great position to be in a driver's seat where you know the person you're talking to is about to tell you you're amazing, only they don't know it yet? Kind of a funny thing. I do the same thing in sales, and we should come around to how I can help the people listening because this isn't the one-woman forum show, although I'd like to do that at some point. I have a fitness product here, right? Here's what I do to make – when I walk up to you, and this is with any product, stop telling people in front of you that they need what you have. The secret is getting them to want it. So if I said to you, Tom, do you want to see something cool? What do you say?
Yes, of course I do.
I knew you were going to say yes because 99% of people say yes. Well, that's a good question then. Now give me your thumbs. Give me your thumbs. Put your thumbs up.
Okay.
Now, here's the funny thing. Why did we do that?
Because you told me to.
Right. That's another thing if you understand about human psychology. Now, if you were in the room with me, I'd put this on your thumbs, and you would be doing this. And about 10 seconds later, you'd go, oh, my God, I really feel this. How do I get one? I'd say, I have one in my bag. You give me $40. It's yours. Guys, I do this all the time. I teach people to do this in 90 seconds. So if you understand human psychology, can you get yeses and get what you want and stop fighting everybody? It's an interesting way to play the game, isn't it?
Yeah, you want to catch a mouse, you think like a cheese. So that's perfect. I love it, for sure.
Yeah, that's exactly it, but most people don't. And when you meet people, ask them what they do, they'll flirt all over you like I did. I don't actually even say that. When I meet somebody at a party, I don't need to tell you that I'm a $2.5 billion host or I've been on TV. I simply say, hey, guys, you know what? I created the greatest fitness product on the planet. Want to see it? And that's
great. There you go.
Do you know Mary Lou Henner?
Very well. Yes, I did a movie with Mary Lou.
She's a buddy of ours. So, yeah, she's also a real good rememberer. So, yeah, you were. Yeah,
I have a video of Mary Lou and me spin-gymming. Don't kid yourself. Everybody I've gotten to. You need to remind me about that.
I'll tell her that. That's hysterical. Yeah, she's a good woman and very fit like you and on fire about life. And you remind me a lot of her. That's very exciting. So,
you know, but Tom, Adrian, you answered a question earlier about, you know, how do you get that mindset? And I know Deb reached out. Why would you not be? You know, I've lost a lot of people in my life. I don't know. Let's pretend that this is all there is. I do believe in all kinds of spirits and fun things, but let's just pretend that it is. So if you do it right, then once is enough. Why wouldn't you want to do that? And so what I find is, how do you infuse people with motivation? I've always been like this. And yes, I do have down days. And you know what?
Sure.
That's when I turn to the man that I love, and he tells me how adorable I am, and I kiss him, and life is better. But I'll tell you, there was a good 15 years there where I didn't have anyone because I had left one relationship after our son was, you know, murdered. That takes the wind out of your sails. But it's always made me want to fight harder because I only know this life. And I know that if I help people, I feel better. I've also, for the last 18 years, did something that I wanted to do my whole life, and that was raise babies. And I got to tell you, I'm in business with both of my kids right now. They are the most wonderful, fun children. They were raised with, they're sensible, they're smart, they appreciate me. And wow, I can't wait to keep, you know, you want to be a role model for somebody else. Tom, was that a reason that you did this so Adrian could see how you, you know, who you are?
Sure. Twin girls, right, for you?
No, one boy, one girl.
One boy, but twins.
Yeah.
How
not
exciting.
Not identical. One has a part, the other one doesn't.
Do both of them work with you?
They do. Well, my daughter is pretty funny. Hey, they should come in here because you'd be blown away. My daughter runs my company. She is the 18-year-old CEO of my company because she is a whipper smart. Russell Brunson from ClickFunnels called her out on stage in front of 10,000 people. She is logical and smart and unbelievable. And actually, her brother works for her. Go figure.
Wow. How cool is that? And they get along. The whole family gets along. How do they like the new fiance?
We won't say that in public. But you know what? Mommy told them, never go with a bodybuilder and never go with anybody who rides a motorcycle. And I said all of these things. And then Joshua showed up to be the coolest guy in the entire world.
a motorcycle and a bodybuilder.
I really screwed up. I said to her, I work with bodybuilders my whole life, and I love them. But you should marry one because they're interested in three things, working out, food, and themselves.
Yeah.
And then I fell in love with one. But I also fell in love with a guy. And remember, you want to talk about psychology? He's not your typical guy. This Joshua's dad was killed when he was 2 years old in a car crash. His mom remarried the uncle, actually, and he was killed when Joshua was 15. So this beautiful little boy that you see here as a grown man didn't have much of a role model. And Adrian, when you look at, you know, can you imagine life without your dad? And so the most important thing to him is loyalty. And he has got a trait that I embrace so much. I don't believe, we've been together for 5 years. He's like, I was made for you. He's like, I am yours on every level. I don't know how you have a man ever say that to you.
Yeah.
And by the way, I know we have fun with his physique, but I'm 17 years older. So here's the next thing. You know, that's kind of a cruel joke because we both wish that I were younger technically. And then people sometimes make fun of us. And you go, Greg, come on, bring it on. Yes, I'm sleeping with my trainer and he's after me for my money. We'll see how that works out.
That is so adorable. And we were watching you, so all of you know, they were on screen, but they didn't realize they were on screen. And we watched them just interact for about a minute together. And I cannot believe you've been together for 5 years. Just watching what we saw, it just warmed our heart so much, didn't it, Paco?
Yeah. No, that's really true. And I agree. That looked way more like puppy love than 5 years in. And that's really cool to see.
And guys, here's the thing. You know, when I decided that it was okay to fall in love again, and this is important for all men and women on chapter two, you're liable to have a chapter two, is make a list of what you want. Say things that I preach, because I now speak on stages around the world. I'm on tour right now with Deepak Chopra, Les Brown, Damon John, Jack Canfield, not a lot of women up there, which is another interesting fact. But I made a list for real. I said not what I necessarily wanted, but how I wanted to feel. I wanted to feel cherished. I wanted to feel loved. I have people in my life who like to put me down. They do that with successful people. You need to get those people out of your life. And then jokingly, one of my girlfriends said what she had on her list was someone who looked like he walked off the cover of a romance novel. I put that at the top of the list.
Sure.
You know, just saying, why not, right? Because there was a long time where I hated Walt Disney and I was angry because I was waiting for some guy to ride on a white horse and save me. Shame on us. Well, I put all that together and said, I want a power couple. I want to live out the rest part of my life with this strong, amazing man. By the way, who I also learned that when he gets to be strong, I get to be the little girl.
Yeah.
I don't think I knew that the first time around. I didn't know about the male and female energy within all of us. And when you're as aggressive and powerful as I am, the truth is at night, I'm a little girl. I just want to be, you know, and it's fine. But I never let that be seen before and cherished. And the funny thing was, no Tinder, no bars. I'm this manifesting machine. I had it on my wall, what I wanted it to look like. I'm doing a spin gym video shoot in a hotel room in Las Vegas. My videographer says, hey, do you want to meet a two-time Mr. Arnold champion? I'm like, yeah, I'd like $1 million. An hour later, He comes in, and he's my model. And you know the funny thing? I don't really think twice about it. He takes his shirt off, and I see naked men, all the half-naked men. Work out with him. Great. We go away. He followed me on Instagram. He had a picture of he took of that day, and he's like, want to know more about this woman? Hopefully I'll get to do an infomercial with her. I'm like, come on, really? The big hunky guy is going after the, okay? And we talked for 3 months, and then he came out on his motorcycle. And I will tell you, there's a moment, because remember, I see life like a James Bond movie? 4 hours he drove out, his black leather, he pulls up, stands there, takes the helmet off, and it's like, he was a Chippendale. I'm like, you get your own private Chippendale? Like, I don't have to give him back? And the crazy thing was, I had a moment of clarity. I'm not stupid. And I said, let me ask you a question. What are you doing here? And he looked at me with these puppy dog eyes, and he says, you know, I'm not very spiritual, but something told me that you need me.
Wow.
5 years ago, it's the most beautiful thing I've ever imagined. And he is the reason I've been teaching. I teach classes online. I coach. I spend a lot of time helping other people because I am so deeply in love with the idea that somebody loves and cherishes me that I can give it to other people because I finally get it. I got all the pieces together and I figured out what life is about. And it is about loving on other people, giving more than you get, showing up all the time, and smiling when you don't even feel like it. Because it's not
unbelievable. All right, we got to take a break. Final cut segment coming up. We love Forbes Riley. Follow her. Live with her. Everything she's got by. I love her. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
And we're back. It is Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault and Forbes Riley.
What did they say about that apple not falling far from bushes?
I was just thinking. I don't think she's adopted, Adrian.
No.
It isn't. My wife is watching and going nuts about how cute both of you are. And my wife's 15 years younger. So that whole conversation, you know, same deal that you go through in with dopes that have to take a shot at you about the relationship that you've got. When you find somebody, and people ask me, my wife, I'll send you a picture of my wife after this when you send me that little gizmo back for $40. But she's telling me I have to Venmo her $40 too, by the way, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, I can't give away for free.
Yeah.
Oh,
the boss wouldn't let her.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just think you guys are awesome. And everybody goes, well, what do you love most about your wife? And she, you know, she's so beautiful. She's so smart. She's so this. She's so that. A lot like your fiance, what I love about my wife the most is how much she loves me. That's what I love about my wife. She just loves me. And that's all this old guy needs. I'm 70 years old, and I've been married to her for 25 years. And okay. It has been an unbelievable run of the cards that I know you're going to have, Forbes. And I'm very, very excited for you. And growing up with your children is the, you know, how long have we been together working on this? 5 years?
Four
years. So you would have been 14 years old. So this is pretty crazy what he and I are accomplishing, just like you guys.
How old are you?
I'm 70.
No, Adrian.
I'm 36.
Got it. You know what? I'm going to put the pressure on you. You know I love to tell stories. So my mom's held up in gunpoint when I'm a kid. They stole all of our jewelry, devastated me. My daughter's watched over the years how I'm a little psychologically weird when it comes to real jewelry. Mm-hmm. And what did you say when you were younger?
I said when I was 8 years old, my mom always pointed out rings, big diamond engagement rings. She had one, locked it up, and always was like, we always look at them. Oh, wow, look at her ring. Like, I remember being in the back of the room being like, did you see that woman's ring? And we would talk about it, and it was something that she always loved and admired.
And not that I can't afford it. I just didn't want to buy one on my own. I had weird, you know, just the whole thing about being that devastated.
So I used to talk about it as well.
My birthday this year, I opened a box, and with her own money, she bought me that.
Oh, that made the hair on the back. Look at your face, too, your little girl. Unbelievable.
I'm really happy that I was able. I have the video from when I gave this to her, and it was probably one of the, it makes me crazy, the ring. But I'm so happy that it makes her happy. Because other than that, I don't understand why such smart people find so much joy in such little shiny things.
That is so crazy. But look how you love each other, and look how you're working with each other and honoring each other. That makes this.
And I know it sounds weird as a mom to do that, but I.
Well, she definitely needed it. We work so hard, and she does nothing. She doesn't. She's not buying herself any clothes. Oh. She doesn't spend any money. And you know what? This is like a kind of a milestone, and I love that. And I definitely think for working with your family and things like that to reward your family when you do amazing things.
But I'll also tell you that for years I had been working on figuring out the online portion of my own business, and I was in bed with several people, and it all fell apart for whatever reason. And she watched all of that suffering and anger, and you came in and rescued it all, didn't you? In the middle of COVID, she created almost $1 million coaching business, the whole back end, all the design and everything. It's what we always needed, and it's like, oh my God, McKinney now works, and it's working so well. It's amazing.
How about your little brother? Is he a slacker?
No, he's amazing.
Oh, no.
He's one of the smartest people I know. He is doing amazing in our company right now, is working with our team and having the most fun. He was like, this is awesome. I love doing this.
And by the way, last year was their senior year in-house here. So he's the IB straight-A student. And anything she couldn't finish, he helped. He's amazing. He's such a support team, and he's so brilliant.
He's so brilliant.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody watching, this is what it looks like. If you just believe in yourself, believe in your kids, never, ever give up. Teach your kids that. That's all I want you to do, because then you end up at the end of the rainbow. There is nothing better for Forbes Riley than to have her little girl and her brother working together, have a great relationship with another human being. That's exactly what I've got, what we've created. That's nirvana, isn't it?
Yes, yes. Actually, that's what's so funny about it, is we all talk about the journey is the journey, because if not, I'm here. I live in a beautiful house. I've got a great kid, two kids. They're healthy. They graduated high school. Okay, now I get to enjoy. This is what we wanted. I remember 18 years ago going, I just want a baby. I want a baby. Now you got this. It's like, wow. So I just hope for people that they find whatever makes them happy. But this is what I've always wanted. I'm living that dream. And now the goal is to give back as often and as much as we can.
Look how comfortable McKenna looks in her own skin, too. You know, she's just not. So
I'm out of the shower, so my hair's really bad.
But this is the future. This is what, you know, this whole thing is being turned over to you, your brother, guys like Adrian. And you're taking care of an already great world without listening to all the noise. And, you know, your mom's been through it. I mean, that Las Vegas thing had to be traumatic and all the other stuff that happened to you. But I'll tell you, there's life lessons. And what you're wondering, all of you out there, is when it's your turn. It's now, right, Forbes?
Absolutely. You know, and one of the things that I teach now and I'm very focused on is this concept of pitching. How do you articulate what you want to get a yes? We got a yes earlier. And you know that. You know, Tom, when you're at the top, he's actually the biggest guy in his network marketing company. Being able to recruit like that and do that, that is something I totally honor.
Yeah, it's been hard. But wait, how do we, people are screaming. Deb Erickson, of course, the genius piece. Wait till you meet her. I'll hook you guys up together. Where can we find your coaching program, all the stuff you're doing? What's your best website to go to?
You go to ForbesRiley.com. You can do it on your phone.
No, just go to Pitch Secrets Masterclass.
Okay, well, that's in there. That's in there. All right, so go to www.Pitch Secrets Masterclass. It's a $19 class. I'm doing it on Sundays for 2 hours. You'll have the time of your life. I do it live. I've done it every day live, every Sunday since June, and it'll blow your mind. So, yeah, big $19 class. You need to be there on Sunday. And if not, I'm all over social media with my name. It's the best way to find me. By the way,
I watch you. I listen to you on Clubhouse. I am telling you, you are my idol. And I love you. It's been a great show, McKenna. You were the star. We like you even better than the Beyonce. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We love you. And we can't wait to have your little brother and your dad on next. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, kids.
Bye-bye.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.